At least we know it's not cancer.
I wish the hell it was. At least I'd know what the hell I was dealing with.
John, you mustn't say such things.
Beatrice, for 2 days I've been zapped, poked, and prodded. Isn't a place on me hasn't had a needle in it. Hell, I'm surprised I don't look like a deflated balloon. I've had so much blood taken. And for what? For this? A stack of inconclusive test results?
Well, it was your idea to come here.
And what was I supposed to do, spend another minute with that quack of yours?
He's a specialist.
Yeah, yeah. Where's he been, anyway?
He has other patients, I'm sure.
Bah.
John, just... I've signed you out. We can leave now, but you have a follow-up next Tuesday. They'll have more results then, okay?
Fine, fine.
Can you get up? Do you need a wheelchair?
I do not need a wheelchair. 2 weeks ago, I ran a marathon, for God's sake.
Do you need help?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, will you look at that?
What?
My suit jacket comes all the way to my thumb. Clumsy nurse stretched it all out.
Is it a mix-up?
No.
Wrong jacket?
No. My wallet's in the pocket. Damn thing stretched out. Harmony, my ass. Is it ripped?
No, not that I see. That's Emerson. He's got the car waiting outside. He wants to know if you want to go to the beach house or to the...
Penthouse.
The construction workers have their stuff everywhere.
Penthouse B, for Christ's sakes.
See you next week, Mr. Little.
Fine, fine. Bloodsuckers.
Good evening, Mrs. L. Evening, sir. Mr. L joining us?
I'm right here, Emerson.
Oh, I didn't recognize you. Sorry, sir. Let's get you two out of the rain here. Let me help. I apologize, sir. I didn't recognize you. Well, I think you must have lost weight. All that running you've been doing.
Penthouse, Emerson. And some damn privacy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Emerson.
Yes, ma'am.
In my pocket.
Hmm?
In my suit pocket. Go on.
What is this? Someone got you a gift?
What? No. It's for you. Custom made. I couldn't get out of the hospital, obviously, so my assistant did the wrapping, but... Well... Go ahead, open it.
Earrings. They're...
Platinum. Diamond.
They're little swords?
No. It's a shooting star. The company logo, you see.
They're beautiful, John. Thank you.
Listen, B. I know how I've been acting before this. I mean, I know how things have been with us.
Oh, John.
No. Let me do this. Men like me were visionaries, but... At the same time, sometimes we don't cater to the perspective beyond our needs. We have a sort of tunnel vision, you know what I mean?
I think, maybe.
We don't indulge in the poppycock notions of self-reflection or analysis or listening to our inner critic. That malarkey's made the world soft and weak. You gotta be a tough son of a bitch to build an empire, and even a tougher one to run it. The world didn't shape me. I shaped it. I'm realistic enough to see that this could be the end.
You don't know that.
Maybe not. I hope not. But looking at the end, it changes you. Makes you look back on everything and with different eyes. And when I looked back, I didn't see the business or the money or the influence or any of that. I saw you. I saw you in the red cocktail dress at Verlac's Lounge, remember? When we first met?
I haven't thought of it in years.
And that's my fault. I'm sorry, B. I'm sorry for how I've treated you.
Why, John? I don't believe I've ever heard you talk like this.
Yes, sir, Bob. You wore that dress. You remember that clown you were with, Devin Hughes?
Derek.
Talking your ear off about some spooky radio guy, Art Bell.
Ethan Burroughs. You stole me for that one dance, and by the third, we forgot he was even there.
I saw him the next day. He was so embarrassed. He pretended he didn't even know you.
Oh, John? John? John, what's happening? Talk to me! Help! Someone help! Emerson!
What?
Oh, thank God.
Where am I?
You passed out. We're home, in the penthouse.
How long was I out? Oh. Ike. How did I get up here?
I carried you.
With Emerson's help?
No, John. Just me.
Since when can a little thing like you have to big guy like... What's the deal with the clothes?
Out of clothes, John.
Is this a joke? Just what the hell is this, Beatrice? I'm swimming in a goddamn oversized suit.
It's not the clothes, John. The clothes are the same.
Impossible. It's you.
John.
I am 6'8".
I carried you up here by myself. Before I put you on the couch, I held you up to me. You didn't even reach my chin.
But...
I know. John, what do we do?
What do we do? B, could you get me a drink, please?
Of course. Here. Whoop. Here. Maybe use two hands.
Oh, my God. What about your doctor? Your specialist?
You mean quack? Oh, I'm sorry, John. That was uncalled for.
No, I deserve that. You call me on my bull anytime, but... This wasn't happening before he left. Maybe he was helping. Can you get him back? Beatrice, are you crying?
Don't you get it, John?
Get what?
You didn't hire him. I did. I can't afford him anymore. He's gone.
I'm confused.
He's a specialist, John. His kind of practice is not covered by any kind of insurance. I paid for it, okay? I paid for it until I couldn't, and now I'm broke. Now I have nothing!
What? I'm confused. We have money.
We do not have money. You have money. You made sure of that, remember?
Don't talk to me about money. Our relationship is separate and above.
Isn't that what you said? Or maybe you had your lawyer say it for you as you conveniently stepped away. Damn it. I know I'm not the one that's supposed to be frightened or angry, but look at me now. You'll be dead and I'll be all alone with nothing. Oh. Oh, John, I'm...
No.
John, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
B.
I'm just scared.
I know. I'm sorry it's taken this for us to talk honestly to one another.
It wasn't honesty. It was petty and spiteful.
Or the truth hurts. See, it's what I was trying to tell you in the limo. Here, go look on the dining room table.
What are these?
Some documents I wanted you to sign. Those weren't just earrings I gave you, hon. I'm signing over my share of the company to you should things turn out for the worst. I talked about it with Lewison. He thought it would be a good idea, too.
I don't know what to say.
Say you'll go get your doctor for me.
Of course, right away.
B, sign the papers first. I called Lewison from the hospital. He should be here any minute. Well, everything in order?
I'm the one who drew up the papers. Of course they're in order.
Then why that look on your face?
Are you joking? Look at you. Man, you need to be in a hospital. Let me call your doctor.
B is getting the only doctor that matters. She should be back any moment. I'll be fine.
You don't look fine. Jesus, John, you're not losing weight. You're shrinking. Christ, you're the size of my son.
Yeah, how is Tommy? Playing Little League yet?
No. Pee-wee.
Oh, God.
Seriously, John. You look like you're in pain.
I am. Hey, you want to hear something? Come here.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Contractors haven't finished the expansion. They'd They deserve to have their crap knocked over. Now, put your ear here.
What?
On my chest. Just listen.
Okay. John, I'm no doctor.
You're barely a lawyer. Now, listen.
To your heart?
Anywhere. That's good.
Jesus Christ!
Something else, eh?
What is it?
I think it's my bones shrinking. And it hurts, Clark, like nothing I ever felt.
John, I can't let this happen.
You're a good man, Clark.
No, I mean...
Oh! Clark! Oh my God! John! John! John, don't worry. I spoke with the doctor. He's on his way. He'll be here any minute, like now. Like he should be here now. What can I do for you?
You're here. That's all that counts.
Beatrice, listen.
It's okay, Mr. Lewison.
But this is...
I've got it. I'll take care of him. Goodbye, Clark.
Right. Goodbye, John.
What was that about?
Oh, my. I could use a drink. Look at you.
I know. I think it's happening faster.
And it hurts?
Like I'm full of broken glass. What's that?
Hmm? Nothing.
Hey, I was thinking about that time at St. Thomas. Remember the beach party?
So Clark looked over the papers?
Yeah.
Then everything's done? Wow, that was easier than I thought.
Why don't you sit over here with me?
No. I'll watch from over here.
B, is everything okay?
It is now.
You did say the doctor was coming, right?
I did say that, yes. But he's not coming. And that's okay because he's also not a doctor. He's pretty much the opposite of a doctor.
I don't understand.
You probably do. You're just in some heavy denial right now.
You...
Here it comes.
You conniving little
bitch!
There
it is! The train's pulled into the station! Welcome to Where It's At, John, husband of mine.
What have you done?
Well, there are several ways to look at it. Committed the perfect crime is one, served poetic justice to the world's biggest jackass is another.
How?
Since you're enjoying memory lane, let me take you back to a time in our relationship. Business dinner, New Orleans, a week after the death of my mother. Me, you, and all your tycoons. Remember that?
Yes.
I bet you don't. B, no one cares what your mother always said.
It was a business dinner.
It was the last straw. If you can't be here for me, I don't want you here at all. And you sent me home. I had just lost... I had no more family. That you thought you were bigger than that? That a business dinner was bigger than that? Remember how it ended?
Maybe.
Then say it. Say what you said then.
Walk back to the hotel. Leave the car for me.
Impressed everyone at the table, I'm sure. Big man. Well, it all worked out for the best. New Orleans in the rain is like another world. I got lost, but ended up right where I needed to be, at Dr. LeBeau's. The good doctor asked me what was wrong. I told him I was tired of my husband making me feel small, making me feel like nothing. He asked me if I would like to turn the tables. I said yes.
My God, B.
But hey, isn't it nice to know there's a little magic in the world? You know... John, women like me, we don't build empires. We let schmucks like you do all the work and then come in and reap the rewards. It's more work than you think.
You won't get away with this.
I will. I have.
They won't find a body.
Already grabbed a coroner. Just need to fill in the date on the form.
But Clark...
is a better lawyer than a lover.
Why, you devious little...
Oh, did that hurt? Look at you. You can't even reach the doorknob.
I'm gonna kill you!
You'll get dropkicked like a football.
No!
Oh, poor John. It doesn't look like any clothes fit you anymore. If only I still had a Ken doll. Maybe I could help you out.
I'll get you for this. You'll pay, so help
blah,
me.
Blah, blah, blah. You'd be a dust mote in a few hours if I let it go that far. Which I won't.
You mean you're gonna stop this? This, what's happening to me?
Sorta. You got me a gift. The earrings. So, I'm gonna return the favor. I got you a present, too. Ta-da! I got you a cat.
No. Bee, I'm begging you. Don't.
Beg all you want. I'm going to head down the stairs to the bar, have a few drinks with a gentleman friend, and let you two get acquainted.
Bee, no, please. We can work this out. You already own the company. You have everything. Just please, don't do this to me. Please!
John, listen to yourself. I mean, come on. Are you a man or a mouse? Goodbye, John.
No! Stay back. Stay away from me. You stay back.
Hello? Anyone here? Well, hello, precious. Hello? Yeah. Place is trashed. The only thing here is one satisfied pussycat. And you wanted to call it off. You know, you're remarkably sensitive for a lawyer. My mother always said, if you want something bad enough... Yeah, that's right. Huh? No, I think this place only needs one satisfied pussycat tonight. Hey, did I leave my earrings at the bar? No, I just can't seem to find them. I said no. I'm exhausted. You love me, huh? That's sweet. Good night, Clark. You were right, Mom. Men are all born with remote control switches. Learn how to switch them on, and they're yours. Right, kitty?
Wakey, wakey.
What? Who's there?
Your husband, that's who.
What? Where are you?
I wanted you to be awake for this, you miserable cow.
John? No, it can't be.
Can be and is, you hypocrite. Little Miss Innocent. Okay, so I hurt your feelings at a dinner. I'm insensitive, boo-hoo. But you and I both know you loved your mother about as much as a root canal. All you got from her was the brutal truth that you're just poor, ignorant, backwoods trash. That's why you had to find a man like me to make something of you. Even if it was something you could never truly be.
Where are you hiding?
You think I don't know the truth about that night we met? I knew you were just the help that you snuck in, but I let you pretend. It's all I've done is let you pretend.
Shut up and come out!
You're no better than me. You're just as greedy, just as wretched, but without the class. And you're weak. I just wanted to make that clear before I killed you.
How? Where are you?
You don't know? Here's a hint. Now that's what I call an earache.
Oh, God. Get out!
I hope you don't mind that I took my gift back from you, and you're right. These earrings do look like swords.
Oh, God.
You can't reach me. I'm in here, but good. And about knee deep in a river of blood.
Oh.
Face it, B. You can't play in the big leagues. You're not that bright. You didn't have what it takes, and you don't now. You know what I'm gonna do? Before I become a dust mote, I'm gonna cut my way through your weak little skull and lobotomize you. Not that anyone God. Would
know. Oh, stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Careful. You might crack your skull open. Sounds like I'm on the inside of a bell here.
Ha! Got you now!
Yeah? How? You gonna stick your elbow in your ear?
Hear that sound? Recognize it? Little something the construction workers left behind.
You don't have the guts.
You're a horrible excuse for a person, John.
I'd say we're perfect for each other, but you're not even horrible. You're just pathetic.
Stop it, John! I'm warning you!
You don't have it in you, B!
John!
Mewling coward!
I hate you!
I hate you, too!
John, God damn it, you go to hell!
Here you go, Mr. Emerson.
Ooh, holy moly! I ain't never seen a check this big. I never thought I would. I don't get it.
What don't you get?
So Mr. L dies, and Mrs. L is so upset she uses a power drill for a Q-tip? To make light, Mr. Lewison, sorry. I know you was kind of friendly with her.
I was John and B's lawyer. Nothing else.
Sure, sure. So Mr. L puts it in his will that all his money goes to her, but in the event of her passing, his entire estate goes to all the people at the bottom of his company? All them people waiting outside get checks as big as this?
That's right, Mr. Emerson.
That's the way Mr. L wanted it.
I drew up the papers exactly as he requested. Why do you ask?
Well, Mr. L never struck me as the philanthropic type.
Well, there's a common misperception that Mr. and Mrs. Little achieved their stature by stepping on the backs of others.
Right, right. Everyone got the wrong idea. So one of them just comes to you, says they want to dissolve everything, give it away to the peons, eh?
I'm not sure what you're implying, Emerson, but let's just leave it at this. John was a big man who had a lot of respect for the little people.
This wrinkle in time can't give it no credit. I thought about my space. Now it really got me down. I got me so down, I got me a headache.
This has been a presentation of Earbud Theater. Beatrice Little was written and directed by Casey Wolf. Produced by Aaron Brown and Casey Wolf. Starring Melissa Graver as Beatrice Little, Sean Keller as John Little, with Nicholas Thurkettle as Emerson and Brandon Coluccio as Lewison. Music by Chris Zabriskie, also by Frank Black. Special thanks to Jessica Pappas for cat wrangling and to Black & Decker. No socialites were harmed in the making of this podcast.